When Ronald Reagan took the oath of office on January 20, 1981, the United States stood at a crossroads of uncertainty, frustration, and profound political change. The nation had passed through the turbulence of the Vietnam War, the shock of Watergate, the pain of economic stagnation, the energy crises of the 1970s, and the humiliation of the Iran hostage crisis. Many Americans felt that their country had lost confidence in itself. Factories were closing in older industrial cities, inflation was eroding family savings, crime seemed to be rising in public consciousness, and the Cold War appeared to be entering a dangerous new phase. Reagan entered the presidency promising not only new policies but a new spirit. He offered optimism where others saw decline, strength where others saw hesitation, and a revived faith in private enterprise, patriotism, and traditional values. His election marked more than a change of administration. It signaled the arrival of a conservative revolution that reshaped American politics for the final decades of the 20th century and left a powerful imprint on the 21st century. The appeal of Ronald Reagan rested partly on his remarkable ability to communicate. A former actor, radio announcer, union leader, corporate spokesman, and governor of California, Reagan understood the emotional power of language. He spoke in broad moral terms, using stories, images, and memorable phrases that made complex political questions seem rooted in common sense. To supporters, he sounded reassuring, confident, and deeply American. He described the United States as a land of freedom, opportunity, and heroic purpose. He believed that the nation's difficulties came not from any weakness in the American people but from overgrown government, excessive taxation, cultural confusion, and a loss of national will. In Reagan's telling, the solution was not despair but renewal. Government had become too large, too expensive, and too intrusive. If its burden were lifted, the creativity of citizens, businesses, churches, families, and local communities would flourish again. Yet Reagan's rise did not occur suddenly. It was the product of decades of conservative organizing, ideological debate, and popular dissatisfaction. After the New Deal of Franklin D. Roosevelt, the federal government had expanded its role in economic regulation, social welfare, labor rights, and public works. During the Great Society of Lyndon B. Johnson, that role expanded further through programs such as Medicare, Medicaid, federal aid to education, and anti-poverty initiatives. Many Americans supported these achievements, but others believed that the federal government had become too powerful and expensive. Conservative thinkers, business groups, religious activists, anti-communists, suburban voters, and opponents of federal civil rights enforcement gradually found common cause. By the late 1970s, this coalition had become a major political force. Reagan did not create American conservatism, but he gave it a national voice, a hopeful personality, and a winning political strategy. The conservative movement that carried Reagan to the White House drew strength from several sources. One was economic conservatism, which argued that high taxes and heavy regulation discouraged investment, entrepreneurship, and growth. Advocates of this view believed that the private market, not federal bureaucracy, was the engine of prosperity. Another source was social conservatism, which emerged strongly in response to the cultural changes of the 1960s and 1970s. The sexual revolution, feminist movement, legalization of abortion through Roe v. Wade, changing family structures, and challenges to traditional religious authority alarmed many Americans. Evangelical Christians, conservative Catholics, and other religious voters increasingly entered politics to defend what they saw as moral order. A third source was Cold War anti-communism, which insisted that the United States must confront the Soviet Union with strength rather than compromise. Reagan fused these currents into a compelling political message. Lower taxes, smaller government, stronger defense, renewed patriotism, and respect for traditional values.